Before I begin, I'd like to put in a little plug for our parish mission next weekend. Our mission preacher, Father Maurice Nutt, is coming from Xavier University of New Orleans, Louisiana. And he's a very active, energetic, hyperactive preacher, so you're in for a little treat. He will be preaching at the three masses on Sunday, but unfortunately he's not coming until Saturday night, so I'll be there. But he'll be preaching at 4 o'clock on Sunday and 7 o'clock on Monday and Tuesday. There's a little note in the bulletin, but if you've not seen a gospel preacher, please come out and tell your friend, because he's got a great message, very enthusiastic and convincing in the way he presents things. A little different in style than those of us who preach here every week, but I think it'll be a very uplifting thing for all of us. So I'm looking forward to him. I did hear him last year up at Christ the King Church. I had met him many, many years ago and had him talk to our priest. So it's a good opportunity to start off Lent in a spiritual way with an uplifting and spiritually encharging experience next Sunday, Monday, Tuesday for our parish mission. I was checking through our latest edition of American Magazine, and it had a very interesting little informal, non-scientific online survey of their readers. And the question they asked was, do you hear about current events at Mass in your church? Think about that. Current events, social political issues, what you face every day in the work world, do you hear about that in your church? 80% of the respondents said the parishes that they belong to do not do enough to communicate about current events for their people. 20% said they do too darn much, and I'm sick and tired of it. Because, like you, many of our parishioners are ambiguous, undecided about how much you want to hear about the church involved in the world of every day, and what kind of guidance and assistance and support you know to how to understand things. On the fence. I thought about that. Since January 29th, for 5 weeks in a row, we've been listening to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, a whole set of practical teachings. And many, many people interpret and apply the Sermon on the Mount in a personal moral code kind of way. How am I supposed to live to be faithful to Jesus? And it certainly applies. But not too many people take the Sermon on the Mount and apply it to the social morality of how we live as a community and a community of nations in the world. Now, there are lots of stories in the Gospel about Jesus arguing over religious issues with the Pharisees and scribes, but only a few when he puts his hand in the water of political issues. So people begin to wonder, does Jesus intend that the church stays out of politics? How about you? What do you expect? What do you want to hear from your church about the issues you face day in and day out, particularly those controversial issues? They raised a whole bunch of them in this article here. Okay? About the care of refugees, pro-life issues, immigration and border security, religious discrimination and religious liberty, okay? Capital punishment, all kinds of things that are push-button issues in our culture. Now, I can tell you that if you wanted to get the official church teaching, just go online to the USCCB, the Bishops' Conference, go to the Pennsylvania Catholic Conference, you'll get a statement of what the church teaches about each of these issues as best as we can apply the message of the gospel to that situation. Over the years, my perspective has been this. If I can so much ground the people who are listening in those attitudes and values and behaviors of Jesus in their own lives, then I entrust you, when you go into the world, to put those values into practice in the situations you face day to day. But listen to an alternate point of view. The gospel demands more than the confusion between partisanship and politics. Regrettably, this leads to a common understanding of preaching, just kind of all feel-good homilies. Don't tell me anything I don't want to hear. Rather, he says, we must avoid partisanship, picking sides between political parties. But we must also avoid letting the fear of partisanship loom so large that it overpowers our ability to speak on the issues of a political concern. That is, issues that affect the common life that we share in our world, and in our nation, and in our neighborhoods. Where do you get the balance? I don't know. So I'm going to invite you to do this. During this week, ask yourself the question. Here at St. Elizabeth, do you hear enough about the current events you face in your life and the spiritual and moral guidance of the church to help you deal with those issues? When you think about it and pray over it, send me an email and let me know what you think.